Hi, I'm so happy. I'm Owen from China. Together with me is Kabbalist Dr. Rob Letterman. We're going to talk a little bit about the coronavirus and what is going to happen between China and America, or what's going to happen in the world.
My name is Michael Leitman. I'm talking from Israel, and I'm very happy to talk to Owen. I know him for a very long time, and I really respect him. So let's begin.
Okay, I would like to take this time to cover several issues burning with me, you know, for quite a time, okay? We try to cover as many as possible topics. Okay, the topic one, okay, will conflict caused by the coronavirus escalating to war between China and the USA and its allies? Okay, just give you some facts. As of today, the whole world have, in U.S. already affected 1.5 million people and dead 92,000, and the whole world close to 5 million, and that is 323,000, okay. So as we already know that the coronavirus has for sure changed the world, changed everything. The day after coronavirus, we will never be as before. We saw there's no one else, only from BB, from our dear teacher, leading other Kabbalists, positively look at the coronavirus pandemic and see positive results we bring to humanity if the humanity realize its nature's call for unity of humanity above other differences. This means if humanity do not see the healing force behind the virus, then what will happen in humanity will be not good in the eyes, either in the critic's eye or in humanity's eyes. Means domino effects created by this coronavirus will be emerging one by one in the whole world. Social economy crisis, employment crisis, and the social wretches that we are all predictable. Among all what we all may happen in the world, the most imminent event that I'm most worried as a Chinese because this pandemic is originated from China. It's a conflict even, okay, whether this conflict between China and America now will escalate into war. Yeah, just yesterday, I'll give you some, okay, latest information. President Trump said in an interview with the Fox News, the Trump administration is as of now beginning to confront the Chinese about their lies, the deception, the cover-up, and the intentional unleash the virus. The whole world became infected by these horrible things that they unleashed one way or the other. They could have stopped at the source when they choose not to stop it. This hit was so bad that they should have been responsible for unleashing this deadly contagion in U.S. and the whole world. And it continues the Fox News. And China now is facing 120 countries. Now they are allied with USA who are demanding full investigation on the origins of the virus and its misleading actions, uncovering the truth, even intentionally with bio-warfare with the world, especially with USA. They demand China to compensate for the loss incurred. We see allies in the forming to want China to be accountable for this world pandemic. So my question to Ralph is, what will really happen between China versus U.S. and its world allies? What is the worst scenario? Will a hot war broke out between China and the American?
אני אגיד לך, אני לא כל כך נמצא בזה.
I'm not really into all of these things because I don't look at the world the way everyone else does. I look at the world as everything coming from one upper force, and this upper force isn't China or the United States, but it's higher than everyone and everything. And we have to turn to him, therefore, that it maybe came from China. So it came from China. But that's not what worries me. If it comes from above, according to a higher plan, then probably it comes for some higher need, and not so we will argue Chinese, Americans, these against those, other countries. To me, it's not important. If we let this go, then we can talk on the corporeal level. That's something else. But on the spiritual level, it's not important. What's important is that everything comes from above, and how should we use this in order to elevate ourselves and all of humanity to a higher degree? Because this is the only way that we will actually be able to attain a good result for everyone. Whereas the accusation that the United States accuses China for the spreading of the coronavirus, there are several things here. I don't know. I'm not a part of their government. I'm not a part of the White House to know what are they talking about there. Either it's done in order to help Trump before the elections, or it's in order to get a good kind of compensation to take all the stains off America, because America is really stained. So to whitewash them a bit in front of everyone. So the entire world is accusing China because everyone feels that China is successful due to the amount of people, due to the strong regime that they have, and that it can succeed. This is also something that I'm familiar with. At the age of 30, I immigrated from Russia. I used to live there, and I understood and felt the measure to which a regime can be powerful and useful in certain cases. Therefore, there's a problem for the entire West, for Europe, the United States. They have a problem with China. The measure to which it's correct or not, I can't say. But, of course, the Chinese, they research this. They have their research facilities, laboratories, biological research laboratories. But did they do it on purpose? In order to develop it, in order to later, I don't know, kill humanity or do something, this I can't say. Every regime wants to have in their hands these kinds of things that they can feel themselves safer against others. And how correct, how true is it, I can't say. But it could be. And it's natural that everyone will want to be against the rich and powerful China, in order to bring it down a bit from the place where it is now above everyone. It's the richest country, strongest country in every way, and everyone's afraid. No country in the world has a bigger problem than to deal with China. And therefore, it's possible that everyone will want to use the coronavirus in order to bring China down a bit from their height. That's what I can say.
I feel Russia.
Even Russia. It's also afraid, not wanting to have such a rich and powerful and threatening neighbor like China.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Rav. I think, yeah, from Kabbalah, we totally understand that the only one false God, he's guiding, controlling everything. We're not afraid of that. But truly, because humanity is too far away from perspective of the truth, yeah, so they may, okay, fooling around, you know, that's what I'm worried about, yeah, what's going to happen, you know. We know, okay, I'm going to go to another topic, also relate to even, okay, before the coronavirus, what is going to happen, you know, the second topic is going to be globalization, and it's ending with this coronavirus. What's going to happen, yeah. In the last 30, 40 years, we witnessed the humanity unconscious experience is a globalization process. Apparently, this process is China has experienced 1,000 years suppressed, I call it ego eruption, resulting in the China economy, we call it miracle. Yeah, by America allowing China join the WTO, with China becoming the world factory for everybody. The world between isolated China with the U.S. and the allies becomes suddenly so intertwined with each other to a state of totally interconnected and thus interdependence. But within humanity, no country is prepared for such great change. Interesting enough, just after Tiananmen massacre, U.S. seems to forget that China, it's a communist country. Cold War enemy for Western countries, its value ideology totally opposite from Western democracy, free market capitalism. But suddenly they open, they forget the blood of the student, and they open, they build the economy relationship with them. Okay, help build China to be the world power, and with the money, China think they are strong enough to challenge the whole world now. Okay. And now, okay, with the virus pandemic, U.S. realized they planned to put their lifelines on the hands of their ideological enemy, actually, communist country, China. Okay, just today, Nikki Haley, former U.N. ambassador of USA, she actually initiated a movement, Stop Communist China Movement in America. There's a lot of people joining it. Published an article. The coronavirus shows America need to be more self-reliant. That means they already realized during this coronavirus because all the products produced in China, he mentioned in this article, 97% of the antibiotic and 95% ibuprofen is produced in China. So on one hand, okay, they become ideologically, okay, because virus is escalating conflict. But on the other hand, kind of China is holding their lifeline, you know? So they want to Trump for years, want to cut with China through the trade or whatever, they suddenly broken the war. So I think is a kind of symbolize of ending of the globalization. That's my question, Rob. What going to happen if decoupling, you know, from this already interconnected, you know, so intertwined with each other, China, American, and Western countries, you know, and what going to happen, you know, in the world, you know?
If my relations were good,
Were the relations good, then there would have been no problem that all the medicine is produced in one country and all technologies are produced in another country and in the third country something else. And there's a good connection between all countries. And all the more, why not? Like in one family, where everyone succeeds at something else. But if they're so interdependent and the relations are bad, where everyone can use their uniqueness and power, then of course it's wrong. And of course the world will regress now. And what it achieved, maybe, or all the industry and everything that it brought to China in the past 30 years, laboratories, factories, technologies, everything. Now, probably, it'll give the world a new development. That all the countries that moved all these things to China will now either want to bring these things back if they can, or to rebuild them. And I think that they understand that to rebuild will actually give them a drive, a push. And they'll actually develop as a result. Why do they have to keep all these things in China? Suppose they shut China off. The countries themselves, they shut China off. But this gives them the opportunity to start developing industry, science in their countries. And as if there is place to for the world to renew itself and not to plunge into a crisis that comes as a result of everything, that already everything exists and there is nothing to do. No more work, no possibilities of making a living and so on. Now, to the contrary, if we close China behind a lock, we don't take anything from it. We make an embargo that it's forbidden for us to buy from China. Then by that, we start developing ourselves. And we have where to develop too. Then by that, we prevent a crisis. And we have no problems with the unemployed, no problem with anything. I think that this is what Trump means. This is what the United States wants, that they have a serious problem with the unemployed and Europe and other places. Everyone will eventually be happy to close all of their business with China and start developing, well, not 100% and not immediately and not everyone, but something in this direction. I think that it'll go in this direction. Again, to me it's interesting, along with this, how will the world turn in the direction of correction, that everyone will start understanding that we are in an integral world, not that China is strong and the others are weak and are dependent on it, and not that we close off China and we break our relations and trade and science and industry and everything with it. But we need to make a round world out of our world. And here it's a big problem. Because the character of the Chinese people and the Chinese government is such that you can't have any kinds of ties with them, compromise, open borders. We know what a communistic regime is. Even that I was in China for a very short period of time, I felt how strong it really is, and also suits the people. Thanks to that, China became strong, and that time went by, and the regime maybe has to change. I don't know. It's not our concern for us to talk about this.
Also, we saw this time the coronavirus. Trump is not only angry with China, he also angry with the WHO, World Health Organization, because he said, America, put more than $400 million a year into WHO, and China only 40 million. And you listen to, you're like a puppet, Listen to the China CCP and the President Xi. So give a lot of covering, a lot of misleading to the, So Trump, before it's really, but now changed total direction, He blamed China. So my question is, in this story, it's truly, this bad guy or good guy,
אבל זה,
I think,
זה מובן לנו למה הוא עושה.
But it's clear why is he doing it. We remember that in the 30s, in the 30s, 1930, there was also a big depression in the United States, unemployment, and what do you do? Then they recruited the entire nation to go out and build an economy, factories, roads, and this is how they overcame the unemployment. And this is how they've built the new United States. Now he has the same opportunity. If he'll stop even a bit the relations with China, he has a market inside his own country. If he legislates laws that it's forbidden to trade with China, to buy from China, then he has a very big market in the United States, and you can build factories, and people will have work, and once again, you'll make America great.
But from a Kabbalistic point of view, will this happen? Really happen? Repeat these cycles like World War II?
על הראש של טראמפ אני מדבר, לא על...
No, I'm talking about Trump's, the way Trump thinks. I'm not talking about a Kabbalist. The way Kabbalists see it, we have to cancel everything. The world has everything. You don't need anything besides good and nice relations between people. Where in these relations, we reach the recognition, understanding of the universe, of eternal life. We rise to such a degree where we will really feel what is a person living for. But according to the way Trump thinks, he does something, he's doing something very rational, and everyone understands it. Everyone thinks it's very rational.
And I think he gained a lot of support, in U.S. because I'm here a few.
Yeah.
Of course, it's very rational. There's unemployment in the United States. People are poor. He has nothing to do. Now he has a big market. He'll close all the borders and will say, United States, above everything else, we come first. And that's it. He has no problem. The Americans will work and develop, and there will be new factories and everything. What they make in China, they'll make, but they'll do it better with new technologies, with the new development. In this regard, he gains a lot. And of course, then, he'll be reelected.
But I'm worried about the if, we go there, what we can do? The world, we have a small, physical power, I don't know. The trend is really, burning me. Yeah, worry me,
I think that in this case, were it possible to build were it possible to turn to the Chinese government and explain what does the wisdom of Kabbalah have to say and what can we do? that were we now to talk about connection between everyone slowly. First of all, on the basic level, and you have also the corona and everything to explain everything rationally, like the wisdom of Kabbalah does. So maybe here we can see, up until now we talked about things from the perspective of the United States, of how it wants to change its history and to rise above the crisis. Now I'm talking from China's perspective. How can we overcome this crisis? And what can they do? So I think that on part of China, there has to be massive dissemination, real massive dissemination to the entire world. That we all have to overcome our differences, our hate toward one another, and only our connection can save us. And then we will suit the rest of the world. By becoming integral, we'll be able to suit nature and to fit in, but it's not for Americans. This is something that you can explain only to the Chinese people, because it's also something that they're close to according to their communistic worldview. They still don't feel that the entire world is pushing them into a corner. But once the Chinese will feel a bit that everyone's pressuring them, then I think that maybe it will be possible to explain to them that this is what's left, and in that they can really advance and succeed in everyone's eyes, truly make it big time, and by not that, because they're bringing to the world their industry and the coronavirus and this old communistic ideology, which is iron regime, but really a good, nice ideology that 1.5 billion Chinese and the rest of the population of the world can be well off. I think that maybe here it will develop in such a way that we will somehow be able to turn to the Chinese government and maybe to influence it somehow. It's a dream.
I hope God, Creator gonna help us. I think that's really our dream. We need to do our job. I know, Ralph. So, okay, I think time is up. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you.
צריכים להשתדל בכל זאת כמה שיותר לפרסם.
We have to try to publish these things as much as possible and write about this. And maybe the Creator will help. We have to just open the eye of a needle, and everything else will be opened by the upper force. But I think that in this game, in this big game between the billions of people and the forces, there is the matter of this from Trump's perspective, everyone agrees that what he's doing is rational and correct. And from China's perspective, that China can't play with anything else now besides with the ideology of connection that it'll gain from.
Yeah, may God bless us.
Let's hope.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Ralph.
Yeah.
This is my dream. I wish the Chinese people, through you, peace and good, and to achieve everything in a good and nice way, to be a great nation with such a great heritage and ancient history so that we'll continue together. The Chinese people have suffered so much internally, and there's such a turmoil of inner things after the thousands of years of development that they also deserve to be happy. Good luck.
Okay, thank you, Ralph. We're looking for, okay, maybe have another show talking about more about China. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you.
תודה לך.
Thank you. All the best.